Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbort with today's Shir, chapter 4, Halacha Aleph, Hakoines Tzoin L'dir, someone who brings in sheep into the stall, V'nol B'fneihem, and he locked up the stall in front of them, B'delesho Yichoyle Lamid B'ruach Metzuya, he locked it up with a door that is capable of withstanding the ordinary wind, without falling down, the Yotzev Izika, and nevertheless the animal managed to go out of the stall and it caused a damage somewhere, Potter. The owner of the animal does not have to pay for the damage because he did what was required of him. He guarded his animal properly. If, however, it was a door that could not withstand the ordinary winds, or Shahoyu Kosli Hadir Uin, for the walls of the stall were weak and apt to fall down, this is considered a case where he did not lock up properly, and in this case, if the animal went out and caused a damage, he has to pay. And even if the animal didn't emerge through the weak door or the weak walls, but it dug underneath, and it tunneled the yotzos and it went out in an unusual fashion, va'afilu nifritza mechitza balayla oy partzu alistim, or even if one of the walls was broken through by some other cause during the night, oy partzu alistim, or even if burglars came and broke through one of the walls, so it was a situation beyond the control of the owner here. Nevertheless, Baal Hatzoin Chayev, the owner of the sheep has to pay, because it was, as we stated before, Chilosi B'Pshia V'Seifei Boines, if to begin with he was negligent, then even if later the damage happened by some accident, he has to pay. Hoysa Mechitza Beria, if there was a strong offense in the way, v'nifritza balayla, and now it became broken through at night, oisha partzu alistim, or robbers came and broke it open, v'yotzev izika, and the animal went out and caused a damage, potter, now he does not have to pay. Hoitziyoha listim v'hizika, if the robbers didn't just open it up, but they took it, then the animal out of the stall, and the animal went out and caused a damage, listim chayovim, then the robbers, if you can catch them, have to pay for the damage. Halacha beis, hapoiritz goder lifnei behemis chaveri, someone who broke open the fence in front of someone else's animal, the yotza v'hizika, and the animal went out and caused the damage, im hoya geder chozak ubari, if it was a strong fence, chayav, then the one who broke it open has to pay for the damage that the animal caused. Im hoya koisel ra'ua, if it was a weak wall, pota bedina yodam, then the one who opened the hole, it does not have to pay according to the human courts. V'chayev b'dinei shamayim, however, he will be punished. He is required to pay to fulfill the heavenly law. Otherwise, he will be punished by the heavenly court. V'chein anoisin sama amovis, and so also in other cases where one indirectly caused the damage, such as one who puts down poison, lifnei behemas chaveri, before someone else's animal, he didn't inject the poison into the animal, he just put it down in front of the animal, and the animal ate it up and died. He does not have to pay by human courts, but according to the heavenly courts, he will have to pay, otherwise he will be punished by the heavenly court. Halacha Gimel, Hamamid Behemes Chaveri Al Gabi Komas Chaveri, someone who takes someone else's animal and puts it on that other person's growing corn, Hamamid Chayev, then the one who put the animal onto the corn has to pay l'shalim masha hizik, to pay whatever damage he caused. V'cheinim hikisha atshaholcha l'kamas chaverin, so also if he hit it, he smacked the animal until it went away to the growing corn of his friend, v'hizikon, it caused a damage there. Zeshe hikisha chayev, the one who smacked the animal has to pay. Halacha Dalet, Hamoise behemte l'shoy mechidam, someone who gives over his animal to a watchman who watches it for free, oyle noisei socher, or to a watchman who takes payment for watching, oyle seicher, or he gave it to someone who rented the animal, oyle shoyel, or he lent it to a borrower, nichnesu tachas habaylim. In all four cases, these four shomrim, these four types of watchmen, take over the responsibility of the owner. V'im hizikon, if the animal caused the damage, chayev hashomer, the watchman has to pay. day, Bamed Varim Amurim, when does this rule apply? Bizman Shaloi Shamrua Klal, if they didn't watch the animal at all. Avalim Shamrua Shamira Meula, however, if they watched it in a proper fashion, Karoi properly, the Yotza Vizika, and the animal went out and caused the damage, Hashem Rimpturim, the watchmen do not have to pay. Va'abaylim chayavim, and the owners have to pay. Afilu himisa sa'adam, even if it killed a person, they have to pay. Afilu himisa sa'adam, and even if it killed a person, then the rule will be as follows. Shamru ashmira rabchusa, and it happened because they watched it in an inadequate fashion. If it's a watchman who watches for free, he does not take payment, potter, then he does not have to pay. If, however, it's a watchman who was paid, or someone who rented the animal, or borrowed it, chayovim, then they have to pay. If the owner or the watchman left the animal sitting in the sun, Afilu chotra the yotza vizika, even if he left it in a place that's properly guarded, and the animal dug a tunnel, the yotza vizika, and it went out and caused the damage, chayav, zeshe nichasham, the one who left the animal there, has to pay. Shekivin she nicha bechanma, because since he left the animal in the sun, the animal is suffering from it, ubayrachas, and he knows that, he should have known that the animal is going to escape. And the animal, in this case, it's a usual thing that if an animal is left in the sun, it will do whatever it can possibly do to escape from there. If he gave over his animal to one who was not responsible, that is a deaf mute, an imbecile, or a child under bar mitzvah, afal pisha hoya hashar kosher, even if the ox was tied up, habolim chayovim, nevertheless the owner has to pay, shederech hashar v'chayotzi b'ilahatir hakesher v'lotzei zulahazik, because it's a usual that an ox or some other such animal can sometimes untie the knot and go out and cause damage. Afilu shamru ashmira ma'ula, even if they guarded it a proper guarding, a proper form of guarding, the chotra, the yotzev izika, and it dug under, it was in an enclosed place, and the animal dug a tunnel and went out and caused a damage, habalim chayavim, the owner has to pay, because to begin with, he left it in the care of one who was not responsible, and so to begin with, he was negligent, so even if it ended up with some accidental thing, he has to pay, as according to our usual rule. Halacha zayid, masa shoyrei lachamisha, if he gave over his ox to five people to watch it, uposha boyechot mehem v'yotza, and one of them was negligent, and the animal went out, v'hizik, and caused a damage, im einei mishtamer, if the situation was such that it actually took five people to guard the animal, it could not be guarded without five, Zesha Posha Bishmirosi Chayev, the one who was negligent has to pay the entire damage. The Mishtamer Bisharam, if however the situation was such that when one of them was negligent, the other four could have guarded them, Af Elu Hanisharim Chayovim, then all of them have to pay, because since the other four by themselves were capable of guarding, they had a responsibility of doing so, even when the fifth one was negligent. Halacha Ches, Shaloi Becheskas Tam V'Nimtza Muad, if someone borrowed someone else's ox, under the assumption that the ox was a tam, was not experienced to cause unusual damages, v'nimtza muad, and after he borrowed it, he discovered that the animal was experienced in causing damage, and would have to pay the full amount, im yoda hashoyol shehu nagchen, then if the borrower discovered that it's an animal that gores, the owners have to pay half the damage, because everywhere this animal goes, the name of the owner is recognized. They know this animal belongs to him, and therefore half the damage accrues to the owner, and the borrower has to pay half the damage. Why? Because even if it were an inexperienced ox Kishala b'dayte, as he thought it was, chatzi nezek haya mishalim. In any case, he would have paid, even for an inexperienced ox, half the damage. Shahare yoda shu nakhan, because he knew that the ox is liable to gore. He just didn't know that it had gored enough times to make it experienced. The im lo yada shunakhan, if however he had no idea at all that this ox is apt to gore, eina shoyel chayev klum, then the borrower doesn't have to pay anything. Va'abailim, and the owners who deceived him, mishalim nezek shalim, they have to pay the full damage. Halochetes, shalei kishahu tam, if he borrowed it while it was still tam, inexperienced, v'hu ad beis ha'shoyel, and it became experienced in goring while it was in the house of the borrower, v'hechzirei lebalav, and now he returned it to the owner, choyzer letamusai, then the law is that it now is no longer experienced, it returns to its previous inexperienced state. Hoyel v'nishtane reshusai, since the place where it is was changed, but lahaoda, its experience now has become invalid. Va'abalim mishalim chatzi nezek, and if it causes a damage, the owners have to pay only half the damage. Va'ashoyel poter, and the borrower doesn't pay anything. Sha'arei achziroi, because he returned the animal. Halacha yud, shaymesh akibol olav shmiras gufa behema, if the guardian took responsibility to watch the animal itself, bilvad, only the animal, that is to protect the animal from damage, from receiving a damage, but he did not accept responsibility to watch the animal from causing damage to others, v'hizika, and it caused the damage, potem milashalim, then the guardian does not have to pay, v'abalim mechayavim, and the owners have to pay, because the owners left it with someone who had not taken responsibility for this. Kibel shmiras nizakeho, the zika, kayif hashoymer. If, however, the guardian took upon himself responsibility to watch it from causing damage, the zika, and it caused a damage, kayif hashoymer, then the guardian has to pay. The imhuzka, and if it received damage now, potter, then the guardian does not pay. Vabalim oisim dimen amazik, and now the owners will go and bring the one who caused the damage to court and collect from him. They cannot collect from the guardian. Halochi yadalef, moser hashoymer l'shoymer achev, the guardian gave it over to another guardian to watch. Hashoymer arishon chayev l'shalim l'nizik, then the first guardian has to pay to the damaged party any damages that are caused later. Shashoymer shemoser l'shoymer chayev, because if one guardian gave it over to another guardian, he is still responsible. V'harei ha'nizik oimeloi, and the injured party says to him, lo maloi shamarta ata bi'atzmecha o'masarta le'ache, why didn't you guard it yourself? Why did you give it to someone else? Shalim li'ato, since you had the responsibility, you pay me. V'leich v'asei dinim ha'shoymer shamasarta le'ata, then you go and collect in court from the guardian that you gave it over to. Masu ha'shoymer levnoi oi leven beisoi oi le'misadai, if, however, the guardian gave it over not to some stranger, but he gave it to his son, or to some other member of his family, or to his assistant, nichnesu tachas hashoymer v'chayovim, then in all cases they take the place of the original guardian and they have to pay. Halochi yudbeis kol shoymesh and ischayiv l'shalim, any guardian who is required to pay v'ein loy, and he does not have money to pay, v'hoya hamazik tam, and the animal that caused the damage was a tam, was inexperienced, and we say we collect from the body of the animal, shehu mishalim chatzi nezek megufa, he pays the half a damage from the body of the animal itself. Harei hanizak mishtalim min habehema sheizika, the injured party is paid from the animal itself that caused the damage, even though the animal belongs to its owner and not the watchman. The yishor demei ma shegova hanizak choyv al hashoymer lebala behema, and the amount of money that the injured party collected from the animal will be a debt which the guardian will owe to the owner of the animal. Halochi yud gimel kol behema shezika peiris mechubarim, any animal that damaged fruits that were still connected to the ground, mishayrim ma shehizika, we then, if they're connected to the ground, she does not pay the retail amount of the fruit, but we consider it not a damage to the fruit, but a damage to the land where the fruit is growing. And we estimate the amount of damage that she did, b'shishim, with 60, which we'll explain in a moment, u'mishalim zeshen is chayiv l'shalim, and the one who is obligated to pay has to pay this. Bein abaylam bein ashayim, whether it's the owner or whether it's the watchman, he has to pay. Keitzad, for example, how does this work? Harei she'och l'beis sa'or, if the animal ate up fruit from a place in which a sa'or fruit is growing, shamin shishim beis sa'or bois ha'asada, we take a piece of field that holds 60 sa'or in that field, kama hoisa shav, hoya shava, how much was that 60 sa'or space worth before? The kama hu shava ata, and how much is that worth now? Acha shenifsad boya beisar, after the animal had ruined one beisar in it, umishalim hashar, and he has to pay the difference. So we don't estimate on the whole field, in which the whole field may not have lost anything from ruining one beisar, and we do not estimate the beisar itself, which would be the retail cost of the full fruit, but we estimate amount of 60 sa'ar. V'chein im ochla kav o yroiva, afilu kemach, kelach, if it ate a kav or a quarter of a kav or even one stalk, echod, one stalk, shamin oisei b'shishim. We imagine that a place in which 60 such are growing, how much would it have lost in value by ruining this one? Halachi yudalit, achla peiris gemurim, if however the animal ate fruit that's finished and ready for harvesting, she'ain tzrichim l'karka, which no longer needs the ground to which it's connected, mishalim demei peiris gemurim b'shavyeim, he has to pay the full retail price for finished fruit. Im sa'ar, the meisa'ar, if the animal ate a sa'ar, you pay the full retail price of a sa'ar. Im sa'asayim, the meisa'asayim, if it ate two sa'ar, you pay the retail price of two sa'ar. Harei sha'och la'peiris dekel echot, if it ate the fruit from one date tree, v'chein aloikid peiris dekel chaveri v'ochel, or someone who picked someone else's dates and ate them. Im hoya dekel roimi v'chayotzi boi she'in atmarim shalayofis, if it was a Roman date tree whose dates are not good dates, Mishayim Moisa B'shishim Al Gabi Akarka, then we estimate it in a real estate that holds 60 such trees, V'imdekel Parsi, if it was a Persian date, V'chayotzi Boy, or some similar one, Shatmarim Shalayofis B'yoyse, which are unusually expensive dates, Mishayim Hadekel B'sneyatzmai, then we look at the date tree itself, Kamahoy Shava, how much was this date tree worth before he damaged it, V'chamahu Shava Ato, and how much it's worth now, and he pays the difference. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for Chapter 5.